Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Merry Christmas and welcome to this, the 17th episode of the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. My name is Jeff Westover, leader of the Handel Fan Club at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas, a little community of Christmas crazies who gather together to celebrate Christmas year-round online. The Merry Little Podcast is a light version of our full calorie, supersized, recorded in HD Merry Podcast, an hour-long celebration of Christmas audio full of music and merriment for Christmas fans everywhere, and oh yeah, it is exclusive to the premier members of the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas. In this merry episode, we continue a conversation we began in episode number 16 about the early forms of Christmas music. And today, that means trouble.
Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks.
Oh, boy, have we got a Christmas headache for you today. Have you any idea what is being done to our children? Take a listen to something that was forced on young minds in a public school in America just at the start of this very school year. Oh, it's shameless, isn't it? What you just heard is exactly what people from the Freedom From Religion Foundation complained about to a school in Tennessee this week. You see, a teacher there had the audacity, the nerve, the constitutional wrecking gall to play a little clip like that, and it could, they say, make Christians out of everyone. And that, they say, just won't do because, by God, oh, wait. Oh, guy, by gosh, by golly. Heaven forbid. I mean, well, hold on. Let's not have a government that endorses those evil religious thoughts of peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Seriously. The FFRF claims, and they always claim this, that unnamed parents of children that attend the school took their offense to them. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, fearing retaliation and being smothered with love and candy canes and wishes for a Merry Christmas, and they have to, as their sworn duty by gosh, to remove such offensive stuff from a public school which should, and ever ought to be, free from religion. Said the FFRF, in consideration of all the possible choices of music, this piece, with its distinctively religious content, can be interpreted as proselyting. Such actions are clearly prohibited by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Really? The First Amendment says that? It actually says that we can't hear 20 seconds of the Hallelujah chorus in a public school? Well, let's pull out that dusty old Constitution and review that First Amendment, shall we? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And that is it, folks. That is the old number one. Didn't hear anything about the Hallelujah chorus in there. Let's hear that clip again and see how offensive it really is. Well, now, I didn't hear the word proselyting or any law establishing a religion in that, did you? But the FFRF says, while this music may be beautiful and even inspirational for Christians, it is not acceptable for broadcasting to the entire student body at Linden Elementary. Wow. So many big words. Where do we start with this? How about we start with an interpretation of that very same song? Something a little different. Maybe it's a message that the Freedom From Religion Foundation needs to hear.
What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What difference does it make? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What difference does it make?
That, of course, is not the same song. Do you think the Freedom From Religion Foundation would find that offensive? Well, that's the point. Let's first have a real history lesson here about the Hallelujah Chorus, shall we? Everyone thinks they know this song because everyone hears this song at Christmas, and that's great. You'll note that over the past, 200 years or so of that song, nobody has died from hearing it. Governments have not crumbled, mass groups of people have not magically converted to Christianity, and from it, by and large, relatively few reports exist of anyone ever being even remotely offended by it. Well, until now. Forget the fact that the song is considered a masterpiece. Forget the fact that the song was composed by one of the greats and is studied in schools near and far. Forget the fact that the song is recognized nearly as well as songs like Happy Birthday, Hey Jude, and, well, Jingle Bells and White Christmas. Yeah, forget everything you think you know about this song and waltz this way down memory lane a little bit and let's learn some of its history. The song was written by George Friedrich Handel. Handel was a musical radical in his day. He was, as many artists go, wildly creative, prone to fits of passionate songwriting and composing and bouts of anger when he was interrupted or distracted unexpectedly. Handel could swear like a sailor and was known far and wide for his temperamental nature. He would use unusual and unconventional instruments in his compositions, odd and weird things like trombones and harps and French horns. Handel went from Germany to London in pursuit of music only after having a falling out with his father, from whom he had hid his love of music and talent for various instruments. He was 18 years old, and from that point forward in his life, he was centered on music, both in composition and in performance of works that are now considered classics 200 years later. His most famous work was called Messiah, created relatively late in his life, and it reflected on scriptural musings of the life of Christ, from his premortal mission to his death and resurrection. Contrary to popular belief, Messiah, from which the Hallelujah Chorus comes, was not written for Christmas. It was written for Easter. Its signature, crowning moment, is the Hallelujah Chorus that we just heard part of. It took him 24 days, and he was so inspired by the scriptures that were chosen for him as the basis for this entire piece by a friend, that he emerged from the chamber where he wrote the classic saying, "I saw the great God himself on his throne and all his company of angels." Yeah, the FFRF doesn't want that to get out, and they certainly don't want that taught in schools. What are the words of this song? The kingdom of this world, it is the kingdom of our Lord, and of his Christ, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. King of kings, Lord of lords, and he shall reign forever and ever. King of kings, forever and ever, and Lord of lords, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yep, it's pretty true there, boys and girls. There's no doubt about it. The Hallelujah Chorus, as originally written, is indeed a very religious song. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation just can't stand it. They can't tolerate that. Singing that song forces religion on you. Hearing that song forces religion on you, don't you see? And to play it for even 20 or 30 seconds is going to brainwash your children.
Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They were trying out Bevo, trying out Cubabs, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sense. And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory, libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble!
No, this song is trouble, folks. Big, big trouble. Now, why am I ranting about this? Why am I using the merry time of the Merry Little Podcast to talk about something that isn't, well, very merry? Well, it's because I want you to wake up to the Freedom From Religion Foundation and realize what they are doing. It's no longer about Christmas trees versus holiday trees. It's not about nativity scenes on courthouse lawns. And it's not about Christmas in schools. It is about religion. Freedom from religion means they want to force religion out, make it a crime, make it the most heinous offense. They are using the First Amendment, which explicitly spells out the right of free speech, to actually squelch it. They don't want your religion or mine. They demand that everyone have theirs. And this is everywhere now, this assault on religion. And Christmas, by the way, is their season to make hay. They hate Christmas. They loathe Christmas. Anything associated with Christmas, even a non-Christmas song like the Hallelujah Chorus, which, ironically enough, communities all across America are rehearsing right now to perform in December. It isn't good enough anymore for them not to hear things like this in a public place like a school. They will legislate, outlaw, bar, ban, eradicate, and deny it anywhere. They own the media, who is famously anti-religion and anti-Christmas and anti-Christ, and they are controlling all the public spaces now, threatening lawsuits, and soon, by threat, criminal complaints. They use words like dogma, which is a veiled insult to your intelligence. They believe your low level of intelligence, because you believe in a higher being, means that you need to be put down, locked up, and assailed for believing what you dare to believe. This is the same mindset that wants to make it a crime for not believing in global warming. Someday, if they have their way, if you put up a Christmas tree in your own home, those curtains had better be drawn. Not only will it be socially unacceptable, it will be illegal. Don't believe me? Well, what do you think shutting down 20 seconds of the Hallelujah Chorus in a school is all about? Do you think it is about their kids? Do you think it is about your kids? Don't fool yourselves. It's about you and your right to believe what you want to believe and to express it. Don't believe, by the way, that these people are atheists. Their non-belief is not their rallying cry. Their doubt in the existence of God is not their mission nor their message. They aren't saying what they believe is right and what you believe as a believer is wrong. They are saying you don't have a right to believe it or to express it. Christmas, by the way, is a great way to know a true atheist. You see, in my book, there are three kinds of atheists. There are those who have studied, and after all their exploring of different belief systems, after trying everything else, they just don't buy into it. Religion to them doesn't fit with science, doesn't ring true in the heart. It isn't for them. These are, however, intelligent people who recognize others can and should believe as they want without criticism or debate. There are a lot of atheists like this, and they aren't represented by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. There are those other atheists who just don't believe in God because they just don't believe in God, whether it's a lack of study or prayer or experience or life situation or whatever. God is just not in their life. Maybe if a life condition changes and they'll consider it differently, but barring an experience like Paul, they'll stay away from the whole religion thing for now. Thank you. And these atheists, likewise, are not represented by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. No, it's the militant atheists, the angry ones, the ones who stab the baby Jesus in the town nativity, the ones who call Santa Claus a religious figure, the ones who cry at the display of Christmas lights on any home past December 25th, and the ones who cheer snotty billboards in Times Square mocking Christ, Christmas, and anything associated with. These are who the Freedom From Religion Foundation represent, if they represent any real atheists at all. Unlike most other atheists who love Christmas and celebrate Christmas, these atheists of the Freedom From Religion Foundation hate it in every sense of the word, and boy, do they want you to know it. Of all the atheists, they are the smallest group, and they are an embarrassment to others who claim godlessness, but who cannot condone attacks on religion, on free speech, and on free thought. So what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Well, you listen to the Hallelujah Chorus Gang, you hang your Christmas lights up, and you keep them up. You show off your Christmas tree, you sing jingle bells, you wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and you do not let your traditions be squelched because they say it is offensive or illegal. Years ago, on the Merry Forums, we made the mistake of allowing political debate. After an acrimonious political season of hurt feelings and bitterness, a very diverse group of leaders on the forums decided that we just couldn't do that anymore, and we've banned political debate. And our lives online and the forums have been so much happier ever since, even though we know there is great diversity of thought among us, even those who are atheists. Yes, religious stuff comes up, and yes, so too does secular stuff. And it's all okay. We get along great with it all. Christmas, in whatever form, is embraced and celebrated. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and what they stand for, though, is not political. It's moral. And that always has to be talked about. Let's agree on one thing here, if that's possible. And that would be that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is not an atheist organization. They are not atheist. They don't represent the vast majority of atheists. They are anti-constitutionalists. And that is all. They want rule by force. See them for what they really are and what they are really doing. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is especially sensitive about schools. Listen to their top 10 public school violations. Prayer at school events. The Pledge of Allegiance. School Bible distributions. I've never seen a school Bible distribution, but they're really against it. But, however, it's okay to distribute condoms and needles. They don't want to see creationism in schools. Shocker there. They claim there's denial of atheist student clubs. I'm yet to see that anywhere. They don't want to have graduations in churches. And any church meetings in schools, can't happen. But atheists can meet, but not churches. Displaying religious messages, but you should display anti-religious messages. Can you see the imbalance here? How unfair things really are in their world? They don't want youth pastors to have access to students at schools. But they'll allow the military in to recruit. Or the people from Planned Parenthood. But youth pastors? Bad, big trouble. And they don't want proselyting via music. But oh, secular songs are A-okay. These people want not freedom from religion, but a complete abolishment of it. It is the oldest form of warfare known to man, and it has shed blood in countless ways throughout the history of time. It's morally wrong. Christmas should not be used in this battlefield, but it is their favorite place to wage the fight. Don't stop fighting it. Merry on. For the Merry Forums, the Merry Little Podcast, and all at MyMerryChristmas.com, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.